Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
What keeps a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints faithful to the Mormon cause? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We've been going through a book that came out in the spring of 2019 titled The Next Mormons, How Millennials Are Changing the LDS Church. It was published through Oxford University Press and written by a Mormon blogger, a very popular Mormon blogger by the name of Jana Reese. And if you listen to this show regularly, you know that we have critiqued many of the things that Jana Reese has written on her blog. As I mentioned earlier, too, I do have a lot of respect for her as a member of the LDS Church. I think she's a clear thinker, although I also admit I don't agree with everything she says. But I find this book to be quite fascinating because the statistics that she includes from a survey that was given among Latter-day Saints, many of whom were very faithful, and she's also got a category for ex-Mormons as well. But this survey, as it was called the Next Mormons Survey, or what she refers to in her book as simply NMS. And what I found fascinating, Eric, the topics that you would think most Latter-day Saints would agree on and put them perhaps in the 80 and 90% category, that's not true at all. We find even older Latter-day Saints don't necessarily believe what we would think would be the traditional or basic understandings of the LDS Church. When you have 56% of boomers, and that would be the older category where you and I would fall, only 56% believe that the LDS Church is the only true church. You would think that would be way up into the 90% category at least, but boy, it's not even close. And then you have 48% of millennials believing that the LDS Church is the only true church.
You almost wonder if the Mormon Church has become just a social club, a place to be able to gather, to help each other, nothing different than any other kind of social club that's non-religious. Because isn't that what Mormonism is supposed to be about? A restoration of true Christianity. Joseph Smith restored this church, and the hope for families being together forever rests on the fact that the LDS Church is the only true church and the priesthood keys have been restored.
You bring out the social club aspect. How many times, though, I've had Mormons tell me that the community in Mormonism is very important to them. So that raises the next question and the topic we're going to talk about today, and a topic that Jana Reese does cover in her book. If the statistics are so dismal when it comes to the basic teachings of the LDS Church, for instance, if you have only 51% of millennials and 54% of millennials believing that Joseph Smith is a prophet of God, why in the world are they sticking around? You would think that they would pack their bags and leave and go off into agnosticism or atheism, or perhaps find something that's worth believing in, such as evangelical Christianity or mainstream Christianity. Now, I know some Mormons would probably laugh at me for saying that, but I think that's a fair and legitimate question. What is holding them back? Why are people staying in the LDS Church if, in fact, they don't really believe a lot of the basic tenets of the LDS Church? What does Jana Reese have to say about that?
Well, on the first point, I think it's pretty obvious, and something that we in Apologetics Ministries have known for quite some time, is that it's the family and the family structure and belonging to a family that keeps a lot of people in. Because if you leave the church, it's very possible in some families that you're going to be ostracized. You're going to be not invited to the Christmas party. You're not going to be invited to family reunions. That has happened to friends of mine. So that has kept, according to Jana Reese, a number of people continuing their identification with a religious group like Mormons.
What does she say? You have a quotation in your article that you did on this, and we might mention that Eric did do a very lengthy review of this book and includes a lot of the numbers that we've been throwing out, but what does she say under the category of the family?
And by the way, that can be found at mrm.org/thenextmormons with hyphens in between, and this is what she says on page 24. While there is no perfect formula for raising children who remain devout in adulthood, especially given the unprecedented rapid disaffiliation of the millennial generation as a whole, sticking with the beliefs of the family provides the best chance for a successful transmission of a religious identity from one generation to the next.
And I don't think you nor I would argue that the family unit within Mormonism, for the most part, considering how the rest of our culture is going, is fairly solid. It's not to say that Mormons don't have their share of difficulties just like everyone else does, but they are known for the family structure. And living here among them, I would certainly give them credit in that area as well. But then she has another category, college education.
Yeah, she writes this on pages 24 and 25. She says, a college education appears to provide a modest boost toward greater belief and religious activity. For example, nearly two-thirds of Mormons with a college degree are confident that, quote, the LDS First Presidency members and apostles are God's prophets on the earth today, end quote. But under half of those with a high school education agree, and that's 63% with a college education and only 48% if you just have a high school education. She says an even wider gap separates those groups on the question of whether Jesus Christ was literally resurrected from the dead. 74% of Mormons with a college diploma say they know this is true, compared to just 57% of those who did not attend college.
Now, let me stop you there, though, because in her book, she doesn't give us the background of this college education. She doesn't say, for instance, that those who have this college education went to a school that was owned by the church. The church does have colleges outside of the state of Utah. Are these surveyed members reflecting a college education that they received from a church-owned school? We don't know because she doesn't differentiate.
What I'm looking at with the statistic is kind of promising. The idea that Jesus was literally resurrected from the dead, that's a basic Christian belief. It doesn't seem like it's that much emphasized within Mormonism, but certainly within Christianity, it's very important. And yet, 3 out of 4 Mormons with a college degree believe that. And we're talking barely half of those who don't attend college. So I'm thinking if you're talking to someone with any kind of college education, maybe heading over to the resurrection and how important that is could be a possible inroad to having a productive evangelistic conversation.
I would agree. And here's where I agree with you also that that's pretty promising, because if 74% of those who are college educated, regardless of what school they went to, it doesn't matter. I'm just going by the statistics that Jana Reese has for us. But if 74% want to believe that Jesus rose from the dead, that means, I think, that when it comes to their realization that Mormonism is false, the tendency to abandon all faith, at least what they've learned in their church about Christ, and I will agree at this point, a lot of what they've been taught is wrong, but to have the belief that Jesus rose from the dead would certainly be a plus in keeping them from going off into agnosticism or atheism.
And just think about this. 74% with those with a college diploma know it's true that the resurrection of Jesus is a literal thing. And yet, how many people think that the Book of Mormon is literal or historical? We talked about in previous shows. Less than 6 out of 10. In fact, only half of millennials believe that. So it seems like it's possible that more Mormons believe in the resurrection than they believe in the Book of Mormon being historical.
That's fascinating, but I want to make one other point regarding this 57% who did not attend college do not believe that Jesus rose from the dead. As a Christian, they would not fall close to being in the category of being a Christian, because that's a fundamental doctrine as a Christian. You must believe that Jesus rose from the dead. If you do not believe in that historical event, you are not within the category of being a Christian.
A third thing that she talked about was seminary attendance. And we have to understand, seminary is not like it is in evangelical Christianity that's postgraduate, but this is a high school program that's run by the church. In fact, in Idaho and in Utah, they actually have what's called release time classes where they can leave the campus and go next door to take these religion classes from paid Mormon teachers. Elsewhere, they will have these in the mornings before school starts. This is what she writes. Seminary attendance is positively correlated with a number of outcomes Mormon leaders would consider desirable. People who attend seminary regularly are more likely to later serve a mission, for example, and to get married in the temple. When they reach adulthood, they report higher levels of church activity and stronger levels of belief than Mormons who did not attend seminary. 6 in 10 Mormon millennials participated in seminary when they were in high school, compared to just a third of former Mormon respondents of the same generation. Among high school students who are already Sunday worshipers, seminary appears to provide something extra that helps to cement a Mormon identity.
So you can understand why a Mormon parent would encourage their son or daughter to attend these classes before they go to their regular school classes, because it's going to have a more positive outcome regarding their faith. Now, she also lists very quickly geography and doubters.
Well, in geography, where the Latter-day Saint lives makes a difference as to whether or not that person will be in line with the church and its teachings. This is what she writes. In a nutshell, Mormons are often but not always more theologically orthodox. She says that on page 28. She says that Utah Mormons were about 20% more likely to agree with the statement, "I believe wholeheartedly in all of the teachings of the LDS Church." That's 56 to 46%. And actual seminary all 4 years ago, 67 to 57%. And being active in the church, 62 to 52%. And then also saying families are forever is one of the three favorite parts of being LDS, would be 64% to 47%. If you live here where we live in Utah, you're more likely to hold on to the faith, I think partly because you're surrounded by Latter-day Saints, and this is really the main religion. And if you go outside, and the further away you go, apparently the less likely you're going to be faithful.
So basically, you would be motivated by the peer pressure that you're involved in here in the state of Utah. What about doubters? What did she say about that?
She said this on pages 30 and 31. She says, only about 17% of respondents who still identify as Mormons express even a moderate degree of doubt in the teachings of the LDS Church. While about 1 in 6 self-identified Mormons in the United States claims a degree of doubt, only about 1 in 10 active members who attend church weekly and about 1 in 20 of those with current temple recommends express doubt in some, most, or all of the church's teachings.
Does that seem to contradict some of the statistics that we read earlier
this
week?
I think it does, yeah.
It seems to. It's really odd how, when the questions are phrased a little bit differently, how you don't see the same kind of numbers that you would think that you would see. Next week, we're going to continue looking at this book, because I think these statistics are so important, and I think they help us as evangelicals to better understand our Mormon acquaintances, and hopefully a better understanding of where our friends are coming from is also going to help in how we direct our questions with those who live among us who are members of this church.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When sharing your faith with a Latter-day Saint, it helps to know what their church has taught on several basic topics. For this reason, Mormonism Research Ministry has provided its Crash Course Mormonism. Crash Course Mormonism includes concise articles highlighting what LDS leaders and church manuals have taught on issues that will probably come up in a typical conversation. You can find these informative articles at CrashCourseMormonism.com. That's CrashCourseMormonism.com.